Chinese state media, crackdown on smuggling is first step in China-US rare earth ver. By John Carney on May 29, 2019. The trade war is quickly becoming a rare earth war, at least in the rhetoric of Chinese state media. The often belligerently nationalist Global Times, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, called on China to cut back on rare earth licenses and tighten management of foreign invested companies as first steps to weapons the minerals. The paper also called on the Chinese government to intensify a crackdown on the smuggling of rare earths to the U.S. From the Global Times, the crackdown on rare earth smuggling makes it possible for China to weaponize the minerals in an escalation of the trade war. Now China needs to tighten management of rare earth enterprises, especially foreign invested companies, to make smuggling absolutely impossible. Rare earth minerals are important strategic resources, but China had never thought of using the minerals as leverage to hit the U.S. The trade war is prompting China to rethink its rare earth strategy and make quick adjustments. Once merely an economic sector, rare earths have become a counterweapon for China to hit back at the U.S. There is a lot of work to be done, and cracking down on smuggling is only the first step in weaponizing the sector. Now may be the time for China to cut the number of rare earth mining licenses, increase rare earth imports, and build strategic reserves of the minerals. China is busy upgrading its rare earth sector. If there is a rare earth war against the U.S., we have absolute confidence that China will win and deal a knockout blow to the U.S. economy. Rare earth elements are required to make a vast variety of tech and defense products, including smartphones, guided missiles, nuclear rods, and smart cars. China controls the vast majority of rare earth production, and the U.S. imports nearly all of the rare earths used in U.S. manufacturing from China. China's control of rare earth mining has implications for the U.S. military. According to a 2016 Government Accountability Office study, certain rare earth materials are essential to the production, sustainment, and operation of U.S. military equipment. Critical military uses include rare earths employed in anti-missile defense systems, precision-guided weapons, lasers, communication systems, night vision equipment, satellites, and military aircraft. Reliable access to the necessary material is a bedrock requirement for the Department of Defense, the GAO wrote. The Trump administration has been urged to support domestic production, including by creating a national rare earth laboratory akin to the Department of Energy's famous Los Alamos National Laboratory. The goal would be to guarantee that manufacturers wouldn't lose access to the rare earth minerals if China decided to restrict their import.